So I'm holding a Chaf Hei Amud Beis by the Mishnah, top of the page. So Nidrish Gagas, so this is a matter which a person made unknowingly, unwittingly, you know, without really having full thought. So Mishnah gives two examples. So he says that this item was also on me if I ate today, believing that he had not eaten that day, so therefore he did not mean to make a netter. But the reality is that he did eat that day, and therefore the netter is chal, but he never meant that the netter should be chal, because he forgot that he had eaten. So it's a netter which is, ends up happening b'shergig, without his intention. Menizker she'ochel b'shosa. Or the other possible example is the person makes a netter if I eat or if I drink today, the netter should be chal. This is how it should be also me b'kainam if I eat or drink today. And then b'shachach b'ochel b'shosa, then he forgot and he ate and drank, not being aware of the netter. So the second case is much bigger chiddush. So we said, listen, you made the netter. If you eat or drink, I don't care whether you're aware of the netter at the time of the eating or drinking. The main thing is you're aware of the netter at the time you made the netter. You were serious. If you eat or drink today, this item should become osur. And you ate or drank, the item should become osur. But since at the time he ate or he drank, he forgot about the netter. And when he's eating or drinking, he had no intent that the netter should be chal. He did not want it to be chal. So that achil or shtia does not cause the netter to be chal. Okay. Now the Mishnah gives another type of case where Omer Kadam Ishti Nehenesli Shagan Veskisi Veshehik says Bonai. He was under the impression that his wife had done X or Y. She had taken his purse with the money in it, or he had hit the child, and therefore he says that she can't have any benefit from it. She's also b'him b'karnam. That she did not hit the child and she did not steal it. Okay.
Did he say why? Did he say because she hit the child or stole?
Right.
She said because.
He said this phrase. Yeah. He said that was the phrase that he said. So it wasn't. If he didn't say it, it would end up being a situation of Dvarim Shebelev. Right. He said the netter and believing X is true. But over here he said it. So he didn't make it tonight. Because he made it tonight, then there's no chiddush. But he said, I'm doing this because, and it turned out that wasn't true, so he didn't mean to do that. He saw a group of people eating figs. He saw from a distance people eating from his fig tree. And Bomer, and he said, Hooray Aleichem Korban. It should be also on them. Hooray Hein Aleichem Korban. Like a Korban. So he's making it also on them as a type of netter. V'nimso Aviv V'echov. So it was his father and his brothers, which he doesn't mind if they eat. He thought it was not his relatives. So he would not mean to assert on these people. But there were other people which he does mind that they're eating. So it comes out he wants his netter to take effect vis-a-vis those people, and not vis-a-vis his father and his brother or brothers. So what happens? So Bishama says you can split the netter. And vis-a-vis the father and the brother, he did not want the netter to take effect. It's a mistake. So therefore, that's the nidrash kagos. The netter is not chal. But vis-a-vis the other people, he wanted the netter to take effect, and there's no mistake, and the netter is chal. So Bishilo introduces a new problem of netter shabbat l'miksos shabbat l'kuloi. You can't split it. And since part of it he doesn't want to take effect, so the whole thing becomes bottle.
What's the netter saying? He's saying to the group of people that they can't.
He's saying that the figs are also them like a korban. So for
is he allowed to eat?
What? It's his figs. Right, so he's putting on his... person can make a netter on... he can make a netter on something else to himself. He can make a netter on something which is his to somebody else. Right? Okay. So this is a new issue of Balaam says about the Kuloi. Okay. Zakti Ran. Nidrish Kogus, the first one. Shrei Gavli Ktani. There's two types of cases that the Mishnah says. Chara de Bashas Nidra Yahya Shogeg. The time he made the netter, he was under a misunderstanding. So he made this item also on himself if he ate or drank, and he was believing at that moment that he had not eaten or he had not taken a drink, so therefore the netter is not, as far as he's concerned, is not chal. The reality is that he did eat or drink and the netter should be chal, but he didn't want that. So at the time he's making the netter, he didn't want the netter to take effect. That's one case. The other case is where the time of the netter, he had full intent. The time of the netter is supposed to take effect, that intent is no longer there. The time he made the netter was not a shagig situation, but when it's to take effect, it was under a misunderstanding. This item will be usher on me if I eat today or if I drink today. And he forgot that he made the netter. And had he been aware that he's making the netter, that he made the netter, he would not have eaten because he doesn't want the netter to take effect. But since he forgot, he ate. So it comes out that the moment where the netter is supposed to take effect, it's taking effect based on a misunderstanding. Since the netter is supposed to take effect with this eating, and at that time he was doing it unknowingly, he didn't remember that this achila is going to effect a netter. So therefore, lachayel nidra klal, the netter is not effective. Okay, now the last case of the Mishnah said that Beis Hillel says Elu Elu Mutarim. Samor introduces a concept of that another that you can't split the effectiveness of a netter. Either the netter is chal or it's not chal. Once it's not chal, it's not chal at all. There's not even a need to do a taras tadorim. It's totally mutter. So all of these four different types of the four tadorim, nidri havoi, and all the different cases. So nidri shkogos also, there's no need for a taras tadorim. Okay, but time of the milsa. So let's explain the logic behind this. Mishum the kiman shilo hoyu yudeish avi v'echav hoyu mehem hoyu matziyam in a klal. Since if he had been aware that his relative, his father, his brother was in the group, he would have made the netter excluding them. He would have said a language which would exclude them from the netter. So there's a mistake. There's an intrinsic mistake in the netter. So he did not mean to make this neder on his father. Once there's a mistake in the neder itself, saying people libreshoven, ubatul mayatzma. So it's lacking in the rule of people libreshoven. So the logic behind the Nidishkogus is that you need that the Piv and Liboy should be Shavit, which means that what he wants to take effect and what he's actually saying should take effect should be the same thing. Okay. Since in the Ran and Shuas, learns it out from a pasuk I mentioned to you at the beginning of the parak of L'chol asher yivateho ha'adam bishvua. Whatever a person will express, yivateh is l'shon b'tei susayim, is to express, to verbalize bishvua. But the Ran explains over there that the more makes a drasha that there's a requirement of ha'adam bishvua. You have to have the person in the undertaking the shul, and the definition of a person means a person with clear mind. The act of saying sounds is not an adam act. The act of saying intelligent sound is an adam act. So you need the adam to make the shul. Over here, if the adam was not aware of what he was doing, so it's lacking an adam. So it's not the true adam is which is making the shul over here. So it's not a chal. And the same thing is true by an editor.
This essentially is not, in a broad sense, like a pesach.
It's more powerful than a Pesach, because a Pesach needs the process of a Torah, right?
But the reasoning is sort of the same.
Correct. Correct. But over here, that's what the Ran is stressing. Over here, there's a Torah speak Torah, right? When you're discussing circumstances as opposed to effects, so if the lack of understanding of the circumstances, that's called nidrish kogus. If a person had not thought through all of the potential applications of and consequences of it, that's where you have a pesach. So it means I made the neder, being aware of what I'm doing, I don't understand how it's going to impact, how it's going to result. So that's also a way to matter the matter, but that needs a Torah. Over here, the circumstances itself are misunderstood. So that's called a toast in the Iker Neder. Ushamachi b'kadam ishin ahenesli. He makes this kadam the wife to also to have an offer from him. Beinan shiram beferish shagond veskisi. So over there, we need like Jeff asked. It's only considered nidish kagus if he verbalizes the words shagond veskisi. Deloy, because if he did not verbalize that, even that's why he wanted it. He wanted to make his wife usher, and he made his wife usher. So the netter itself is not mistaken. The reason is mistaken. Right, so that's not a concern of people even Shabbat. That's we could discuss this as a Pesach. We could find a way to matter it, but it would need Hatorah. But over here, Alakan Shal Niskam on the Hadar is Emei Olam Harei Haneder Baltim Eila. But over here, he had no intent to make this neder. There, the neder itself is incorrect.
But there are always circumstances, though. I mean, how do you know every? I mean.
Again, you don't know everything. The point is over here that the netter itself, he did not want the netter to take effect vis-a-vis these people. So that I'm saying it should be usher in you, and I don't want it to be usher in you. So I'm saying it correctly. Right? That is a flaw in the actual netter. The person says that he wants to make his wife usur. That's what he wanted to do. Now, the reason why he wanted to do it is because he believed X is true, until X is not true. So the reason is a problem. Right? Okay. So you're not doing it. Right? If I had known, I wouldn't have done this. Fine. But there's not a flaw. What he wanted to do, he did. Over here, the flaw is that what he wanted to do, he didn't, what he's saying he wanted to do is not true. He didn't want to do this. He did not want to make this item us on the person. So the actual language of the netter is flawed. But in the case of the wife, when he, if he says explicitly, "I'm doing it chagondas kisi," so that now becomes that was as it were part of the way he's presenting the netter. That's a flaw in the netter itself. You're doing it because she did this. Well, she didn't do that. That the kiddush of that. That's also called a flaw in the netter itself, even though the because is not really part of the netter. So that's the kiddush of the case of the wife. Okay.
The reason is wrong. Not that he didn't know the reason, but the reason was wrong.
And that's when he says about maybe he's going to say that. But I guess the finish for the next case. Otherwise, he just sees people from a distance. There he really needs it. And then he finds out that it's his father or brother.
Again, he really. But. It's the opposite. He really means it, but he doesn't really mean it because.
Well,
that's after he finds out.
Yes.
Agreed. But the point is, here the netter itself is flawed. He wants the netter to take effect on X, and now he realizes that he does not want it to take effect on X. That's what he wants the netter to be, he doesn't want. So that's he's doing it under a misunderstanding. That's a form of nishkagis. But what he wants to happen, he doesn't want to happen, it turns out. So the actual netter itself is that it should be also on Pliny. He realizes now, Pliny being the person that he sees, once he realizes who the person is, he realizes that was a flaw in the actual netter. Okay. So that's how the Ram learns. Now, the Taylor of the Tosis. So if he says the words im, so that's a tanai. So that's the regular rules of tanai, right? So I'm not sure in Tosis, the Tosis understands, you know, is Tosis using lashon of im bedafka? I'm not sure. I'm not sure in Tosis if he's arguing on the ground. He could be agreed that he said "perishegonvo," not "imgonvo." Okay. That's a big difference. He says im, he's making it tonight. If he says sheh, he's saying a fact. So he's not making it as a tonight. Okay. So the Gemara, Tana. Keshev shinin reshkagos motorim kach shuos shkagos motoris. So shuos shkagos would also be motor. Okay. So Mora says, Hechidami Shuas Shkagas, what would that case be? Mora says like this, Kagoin, Rav Kana Ravasi. The Mora says a story which actually took place. And Rav Kana Ravasi had a had a fight. What Rav said, Hadein Omar Shuasa the Hachi Omar Rav. Hadein Omar Shuasa the Hachi Omar Rav. Tochal Bechal Adaita the Nafshe Shaper Kamishtab. So the person made a shua I'm telling you that X is true, and I'm so convinced X is true, I swear X is true. Now one of them is wrong. Right? But since this person believes totally that this is what the reality is, so that's not called, he's making a shua shav, a false shua, it's liba onsa. So it comes out that once it turns out that he's wrong, if you're able to be mavar afterwards that he was wrong, it's called a shua shogas. He made the shua under a misunderstanding. So that shua is not kal. Okay. So if he would make a shua that he's going to do X or not going to do X based on that, so that shua would not be kal. So the Ram, Kishen Shindri Shkogas Mutaris, Kav Shua Shkogas Mutaris. So now, we've had the similar phrase, Nidu Havoy, Nidu Havoy Mutaris, Shua Havoy Asurim. You know, we discussed comparing those types of one to the other. The first case was Nidre Zeruzin. The more I never discuss is Shuois Zeruzin, what the status is. So Ron says, Wooden the Shuois Zeruzin Shari. Bachis Bishami Tani Kishem Shanidre Zeruzin Mutorim, Kach Shuois Zeruzin Mutorim. So you'd have the marker and the kaina making, trying to move the person to a middle price, and you make a shua, not a netter. It would also end up that the shua is not going to be chal. He didn't mean the shua should be chal. He just meant to make the guy. Says if I go less than, if I sell it to you for less than a zuz, I swear that I will do X or I won't do X, whatever. He didn't mean that. That's the case in Nidre Zuzin. It's the same as Shua Zuzin. Heidam Shua Shkogas, Kigarn Rav Kan Rav Asi. So look around, I mean, the case is simple. Just say the case of the Mishnah. Just say the Lashon of Shua. Lav the Memra, the Loyat Mashkechinan Shua Shkogas, Ela Batei Gavna. The more doesn't mean that this is the only case. The Mashkechinan Lahu, Dumi the Masnissin. You could just take the case of the Mishnah and insert a shua instead of a netter and have this case of shua shkogas. El rabusa nakatle. The more wants to tell you a chiddush. The kilo omer as if the more said the following. Ad heichon shua shkogas. How far does shua shkogas go? In other words, how far will you take the concept of calling this Shua Shkogas? The more you use the lashon, how far does the concept of Gilgal Shua go? Habrabusa. Dabba gav the Rabbi Kahana, Rabbi Asi, Kolkad, Bechad, Omerle, Lechavre, the Toy. So over here, there's somebody telling him up front that he's wrong. So we could say that over there, he really seriously means, listen, I believe I'm right. There's somebody telling me that I'm wrong. If I'm wrong, sure that I won't do X. So he's contemplating the possibility that he's wrong because there's somebody telling him that. So that's not Shua Shkogas. We told him Iser, Paris, Yehu Asurin. Kamashmal, that even so, he's so convinced that he's right, the other person is wrong, that he does not mean to make a Shua. Okay. Okay.
Well, nearly.
Okay.
In that case, any person makes a party, you drag that out. But the case of the shoah, I really thought that I just, you know,
I mean,
that he was one of them wrong. There has to be a suffering in that.
Well, vis-a-vis our issue, the issue would be sure, a person making sure that he will do or he won't do something based on whether he's saying the truth or not. So since he believes he's saying the truth, he never meant that the shua should take effect. So when it turns out that he's quote unquote wrong, right? See, so then that's like the Mishnah says. I didn't make it better. If I on the basis of that I didn't that I ate because I believe I didn't eat. So vis-a-vis our case over here, it would be a shua shkogus. The Gemara in shuas deals with is it called the shua shek? The Gemara says libi onse. He has no choice. He believed that he's doing saying the truth. Right? So in a case where a person truly believes they're saying the truth, that's not a shua sheker. What we're worried about in Bezin is when the guy gets up and says I paid, then it's not true. And the guy really believes that he paid, so he really believes that he paid. Right? Turned that he was wrong. Okay, so we can't, you know, that's not, so there's nothing to punish him for. But if we assume that the average guy says that he paid, it's not true. He probably knew that he didn't pay. Knew that he didn't pay. Okay. Now, the next page, let's say a person swore that he paid. Yeah. So the Gemara says the last case of the Mishnah, so we have in the last case of the Mishnah, so there are really two points in the last case of the Mishnah. That A, this is called a toast and the Ikra Neder, like he pointed out. A, and B, Isilo says Neder Shutim Iksasa Hutter Kuloi. So now, what about taking that same idea and applying it to a case of Hataras the daughter? Person made a Neder, and it's supposed to, Bishami says you can split the two. So, person made a netter, not differentiating, and now he realizes that it's going to affect him in a certain way. He's mad to the netter vis-a-vis, because part of it he doesn't want. Is the whole netter bottle? Only that part is bottle. Right? So, the same way you say in the toast made kara concept, Bishami says you can split the netter. So, who would in a Hatorah situation, you should be able to split the netter. It's not hustle. Yeah. Right. Yeah. So we have type. So we're matter netter. There's a person made something else to him, and he realizes that, you know, after he says, "Well, I've had it thought it through, I realize I want to be able to eat this on Shabbos or Yom Tov." So he didn't want to make the netter. So the Morris says, "Very sure, no, I'm Oisin a Yomim Mutar, Mashar Yakol Yomim Masurim." So you're matter the netter, and now on Shabbos and Yom Tov, that item is mutar to eat, but it's not matter the netter totally. That's what Rikiva really made. Rikiva came along and said the rule, explained the rule of Netter Shutim Iksasa Hutter Kuloi. Okay. So, the same idea which we have over here, that's basically, that was Rikiva explained, that's basically Hillel's did. So Amar Rab. So now the Mor is going to now try and flesh out, expand. What exactly is the case where you have this look like? So the Kuliyam Kolhecha the Amar Ilu Yisyadei Shabi Beneichem Hayisi Armor Kulchem Asurim Chutz Me'Abu. The Kulun Asurin V'Aviv Mutar. If that's what he would have said, so Beisel agrees. He does not. He never. When he made the netter was there's five individuals there. He was asking five individuals. Had he realized, he would have asked four individuals. He would have said these four Asurin, his father's mutter. So even though the netter is vis-a-vis five people, and that's a mistake. What he's saying is, I wanted to ask for the four and not the fifth. So if that's what he would have said, so it's not a net, it's not a toast to Nikir and Netter, Timavat and Netter total. Okay. So it's, if you would have said the phrase Kulchum Asurim Chusmei Abba, right now he said Kulchum Asurim. He says, if I had known, I would have said Kulchum Asurim Chusmei Abba. So means the phrase wasn't changed, he just would have added a Kneich. Okay, so that Kneich is not Mavatol the language of the letter.
He's saying accept, like an accept my father.
Right, but right now he said, what happened was he said Kulchum Asurim. So if had I known my father was there, I would have said Kulchum Asurim Chutzmei Abba. So it means I'm not changing my language. My language was good language. And this would have added Chutzmei Abba. So therefore you don't say that or Shutzmei Abba to Kula. Okay. He says, Rabbi says that the only time you say Hudim Mesalz Hudukulak on the Beis Hillel is when he says the language that he used, he would not have used at all had he been aware. He would have made the Neder, but in a different language. So it comes out, Beis Hillel says, that this language is a total toast. So that is Baltimore says about the Kulay. But he says, if I had known, I wouldn't have said Kulchum Asur, which I said what I said now. I would have said Pliny is Asur, and Almoni is Asur, and Father's Mother, right? So if, so it comes out, this language is a total toast. So Beis Hillel says, Baltimore says about the Kulay. That's how Rabbi understands. Rabbi Omar, Rabbi says no. The Kuliyama Kalecha Domer Ilo Yisidei Shabbat Benichem Yisidei Plenty Asur Vaba Mutter. If that's what he said, even Beshama agrees Kula Mutar. That case is so compelling. The argument that both of us says Bala Kuloi. That's a toast of the Ikar Neder. That Beshama would have said that's Mutter. So the machlokes of Beisham and Silla is in that case. So what's the argument? Beisham and Misavri law tribet remeir. There are twice lashon mishum. Misilla savri law tribet yosi. There are bigmar devar adam nitris. So the machlokes in other areas of halacha when a person says two parts of a phrase, which ends up having some element of contradiction to each other. So does he? Is the eager thing that he wants? So a person says, "Harezu Arla, Harezu Shlomo." So Rameir says it's an Arla. As soon as you say Harezu Arla, Lachem Bakachim, it's Chal immediately. So he said Harezu Arla. So now once it's an Arla, it can't be a Shlomo. Rabbi Yossi says that a person when he's that the Bigmar Devar of Adam Nitzvus, that the main what he wants is when he finishes the whole thing. So it's an Arlat Shlomim. Well, it can't be both. So you have to sell it the Tzarech Arlat Tzarech Shlomim. You split the money. So Rava says that Beis Hillel says, I need the whole phrase. Well, the whole phrase is not what he said. So therefore, the Kulay. Beshami says the Ikir Lashon the person always uses is the beginning. So even if he had said the other Lashon, the Ikir thing is Kulchum Asur. So that's what he said. So it's the netter is in both of them. Okay. So let's hold it here.